All right. Well, welcome to the Edge of Hero podcast. I'm Kurt Konecki, the CEO and superintendent of Indian Hill Exempt Village School District. And we are here with an amazing team of seventh graders from Indian Hill Middle School today, our future city champions in my mind. And I've got Isha Jha, I've got Anya Freed, and I've got Sydney Holst. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here. So this is great. Now, you all are a part of a team. You've worked together, the Future City team, and you've earned a top spot in this competition. You went through a round of competition in January, right? And now you have a coveted spot in a national competition as the representatives from Indian Hill. And again, you're very mature seventh graders. Can you tell the audience what the Future City competition is? Because some of our listeners don't know. Anya, I know you're not really soft-spoken. Why don't you tell us, what is this competition about?
So in this competition, you design a future city 100 years in the future, and this year's theme was electricity. So you make electricity, and you do all other aspects of the city. You write an essay, you make a presentation, and you build a model.
And Isha, you are building, when she says electricity, what is the goal when the team gets together? You're supposed to figure out how to provide electricity for a city in the future?
Yeah, so we have to figure out what types of futuristic energy sources there are. So like geothermal energy, like wind turbines.
Sustainable sources.
Energy. Yeah.
And then you're literally like kind of learning to do civil engineering and design a city as you go?
Yeah, basically. Like we have to come up with all the infrastructures, and of course those have to be very advanced and in the future. Like
okay.
Kind of futuristic stuff.
And Sydney, working with people who you're probably pretty close to, right? You had to spend a lot of time on this. How much time and effort did the team have to put in to get prepared for this competition?
I say we put in at least a month and a half, if not more, time.
Probably more. We started in September.
Yeah, we put in a lot of time and effort into this to get ready for this competition.
And are you doing this inside and outside of class time?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We would come over to each other's houses. Main one was Anya's. We would just, like, work out little quirks and kinks in our presentation and make sure the model was top-notch and off some sorts of fun stuff.
So you get to the competition, Isha, and then, like, what's going on at the competition? Are there like hundreds of other schools, two other schools? Like, how does the competition look for people that don't know?
At regionals or nationals?
Well, tell me about regionals. You go to your first presentation. What's it look like?
So there were about like 10 other schools.
And you knew they were going to be there?
Yeah. Basically.
Okay. Did you know what their cities looked like, or did you have any idea?
No, it was we didn't know what anyone else was doing or what anyone else anyone else's presentation or model looked like. And there were a couple rounds of questioning, and we had to present to judges in classrooms.
How many judges were you in front of?
There were a lot. There were different sets of judges. Usually it was like a set of three or four, and then another set would come in.
So adults from the region?
Yeah, they were all like engineers, and they all were one type of engineer, like a mechanical engineer or like someone who worked in transportation.
Anya, when did the competitive juices get flowing? Like when you first formed a team and knew you were going to go to a competition, or like when you like walked through the door that day? Like how did you three like start to get the juices flowing that, hey, we're going to compete for something here?
I feel like toward the second half of the competition, once we all moved our models into the ballroom and we got a vote for our favorite model, and then we all saw each other and we're like, we can do this and we can win.
And did you feel that excitement as you were kind of going through the day? Did it build?
Oh yeah, it was continuous building. It turned from nervous energy to more excited energy. We had an idea of who we were up against, and when we announced that we were top five, that was really fun.
So they announced top five, and then you kind of know we've got a pretty good project here. We've done a pretty good job. And then my understanding of this Future City competition is they're giving out some awards in different categories. So what are some of the categories where you excelled?
We had best transportation, I think, and we did I think we got best architectural design. So like the design of the buildings that we made and the model.
and best use of resources also.
Use of water resources, and we got runner-up in best use of recreation.
Why water resources? How did that factor into your plan? Do you guys, what were you trying to do with that? Because a lot of cities have waterways, right? Most cities evolved and grew up around waterways, but then now you're thinking ahead for sustainability. So what did you do?
So we were kind of at a disadvantage because our city didn't have a river flowing through it necessarily, like where it was accessible at that point in time. So we had to get more creative with like our piping and such. And so we made reusable pipes and such.
Recyclable?
Yeah.
Anya, when you think about why a project like this matters, you're obviously you have to work with a team. You guys said you put a lot of time and hours in, but why did it matter to you to be associated with this project?
I feel like this is a great project because you can learn everything about all different types of infrastructure and what you need to put into designing a city. And I learned a ton about different energy sources, and it's really cool to know all this, because this is pretty useful for like your entire life.
So you're getting some basic foundational knowledge of a bunch of different environmental pieces that you've got to think about. You're learning a little bit about civil engineering. You used the word infrastructure just now, right? I love it when I hear a seventh grader using four syllable words like infrastructure. And you're talking about building and constructing a city that people can live and thrive in the future. And when you think about this region of Cincinnati, like how is what you all learned applicable for our future? Like, are there things that you think as you've grown up in this area, like what do you take away from this that interests you now to learn about in the future? When you think about this, Sydney, like what do you get from this competition once it's over?
Well, let's like with physical aspects, we would get, if we won, we would get money for the school in internationals, but like it's good to have communication skills, which is what we learned here. It's communication skills and presentation skills.
You got to travel a little bit together.
Yeah.
Obviously you bonded as a team. Isha, what do you take away from this? I mean, sure, you did a Future City competition, maybe you won some awards, but like in terms of learning about your future and what maybe you're interested in learning or doing as a career, is there anything that like sticks with you?
I definitely learned more about like different infrastructure types and more about engineering, and I really liked researching the medical stuff because I like medicine and biology and anatomy, but that was fun for me, and I kind of learned a little bit more about different, more like mechanical and technology stuff in like medicine, and I really liked that, so.
When you were sitting and designing this, you won an award for architecture. What are your conversations like when you're trying to plan a city? Like, what is it that you were interested in doing and learning about, Anya, to do this right?
So we definitely thought about zoning a lot. We wanted to make sure, like, houses were close to, like, a community center, schools, and, like, things you need to get to are close by, and things you don't want by your house aren't near your house, and you just generally have everything that's accessible.
When you think of city planning and what you learned about it, and you think of the word community, what do you think now? It's like, what have you learned about that city?
Something I learned is that a community is best placed near other different communities. So we placed like the senior center next to like the primary school because we wanted them to be able to interact with each other and such.
I love that. I mean, the idea of building community by planning, right, is something that people literally, they have an entire career where this is what they think about every day, right? And whether it's in a small town or a village or a large city, this is such a valuable thing about how to bring people together, how they flow through their lives, how they're interacting. And then on top of it, you're all planning these amazing STEM-related ideas of sustainability and using resources the right way. What's the thing about the project that you would want people to know that made it so unique that you won some awards here, but what aspect of it, Isha, did you really like that you helped to create?
Probably like the fine details and the greenery. I added a lot of trees because I wanted it to look not just like we put a bunch of like recycled stuff on a baseboard, but I wanted it to look more like it was very finished. So I did a lot of like the painting and I added a lot of the fine detail, like bushes and greenery and like flowers. And
so the little details really mattered to you. And Anya, what is something that you're proud of with the project that you know, like, hey, that was my idea, I contributed that?
I'm proud of like all the different energy sources and how we like wrote a solid essay and we got our presentation together. We included everything we want to include.
Why is it important, Sydney, to be able to present yourself when you go in front of these panels of judges, and how much did the three of you think about that before you got there that day?
I think when going before judges, it's important to look knowledgeable and confident. You don't want to look like nervous and like you weren't prepared for this at all.
What about the dress? Like, I heard there was some fashionista stuff going on with you three. Like, what was the deal here? Did you all plan out, like, we're going to have this professional look?
So, for our presentation theme, because on our city, we chose the city of Athens, so we thought a creative theme would be Greek goddesses. So I was Athena in the presentation, Isha was Demeter, and Sydney was Artemis. And we dressed up as our character, and we definitely tried to include like funny details with personality in the presentation.
You went deep here. I mean, this was like full diva presentation, and obviously the judges were impressed with what you chose to do as a theme. And I just don't know if anybody else had that kind of original approach that you took. I am sure that played into it. So I'm sure you're proud. We're all proud of you. This is a huge deal regionally and then nationally. And people do this at schools all across the country, and a lot of people don't know that. But you've now been through this experience, and now you're representing your entire school. What's it mean, like, when you see that IH brand and you talk about being a brave, you're here as a seventh grader. Does any of that mean anything to you at this point? When you go out, do you know you're representing your whole community? How do you feel about that? Sydney, what do you think?
There's many emotions when I think about that, but mostly I'm honored and proud, but also very stressed because I want to be a good representative of our school.
And you never seem stressed to me when I see you. You always seem very cool, calm, and collected. But when you say that, like, I go, oh, okay, there's a little bit there. Isha, what do you think?
To be honest, I honestly don't really know how to answer that.
That's okay.
Question.
Haven't thought about it?
Not really.
We can always come back to you, but that's fine. I'm interested in what matters to you about it. That's why I wondered. Anya, when you think about representing your school or what it means to be a brave in these types of experiences, does it matter?
I mean, I think what's really cool about this is that there'll be like younger kids who are going to join the club, and they want to see that other people from our school have done this and they've made it to nationals, and they can do that too.
That's great. And you can inspire and motivate some other people to really think about these types of projects. To me, what I love about Future City, right, and I think your teacher, Ms. Sopko, understands, is that you're taking your knowledge in a lot of areas and applying it. And when people get to see you demonstrate and perform what you know, that's really, really powerful, because then people understand how intelligent and how articulate you are at your age with the complex things you're learning about. And some people leave school and they don't remember a lot about middle school. And then all of a sudden they learn about a project like this and it blows their minds. School's changed a lot in the last 30, 40 years. Tell me about this teacher that you're working with, Ms. Sopko. What comes to mind? Isha, you can, I'm sure, answer that question.
She's definitely been very helpful. She had all the materials for us, and she had, like, she was with us pretty much every step of the process, and she helped us, like, look at special awards and, like, help us write our essay and research for all the topics and stuff.
Anya, when you think about the expectations that your teachers have, and like Ms. Sopko with this project, a lot of it's more coaching probably, right, than talking at you. What are the things that you've taken away from working with her on a project like this where you're, again, doing it in and out of school?
Yeah, so I think definitely she helped us a lot with advice because she's done Future City many years. But I do feel like we did a good amount of our project at home on our own. And then we definitely came back and asked questions when we needed to.
So you can come to your teacher, you can ask questions, you can get a little guidance, a little mentoring, a little coaching, and then continue to go and do the work and create the work. And she gives you some time and space to do that?
Yes.
What's something we may not know about Mrs. Sopko that you appreciate?
She's a strong-willed person, and I really appreciate that in her. She's very inspirational. She had confidence in us the entire time, and it's special to have a teacher like her.
Well, that's great to hear. I appreciate hearing that. What else do we need to know about where we're going with Future City? Now, what's the final leg here underway?
So we're heading to Nationals in Washington, D.C., which is over President's Day weekend. And we'll be competing with, I believe it's about 45 teams from across the country and some teams from around the world. And it's a multi-day competition.
I got a feeling that this Brave team's going to do pretty well. I can see the cool, quiet confidence of this group. And also, I think if you guys keep doing what you've been doing with the way you present yourself, that's going to be really well received. So congratulations. Again, the awards that you've already won, what you've done with architectural design, transportation, use of resources, best use of recreation, I love that also. And then taking it to the next level, representing our entire community as you go off to Washington, D.C. We're so proud of you three, proud of your teacher, and that is incredible. I think this is a great application of learning, and it's a great way to role model problem-based learning in STEM across the country. So I love that personally. Let's change gears while I've got you for just a minute here. You're in your city, you're in Cincy, it's a Friday night, Sydney, it's you got a little cash in your pocket and you're getting to go out with your friends and hit the place you love to eat best. Where are you going for your go-to food?
That's hard. I feel like if I had these two with me, we'd probably hit Chipotle.
Chipotle, okay. And what's your favorite order at Chipotle? What are you going for, bowl, burrito, what?
I'm going for a bowl all the way.
All the way. Okay. Isha, your choice. What is it? Go-to meal for fun with the crowd? What are you doing?
Does it have to be a meal? Because if it wasn't a meal, I would say Graters.
No, it could definitely be Graters. I mean, that would be like my top two, right? Pizza and Graters. So, yeah, Graters. And what's your favorite? What are you ordering at Graters?
Probably a sundae.
Hot fudge? Caramel? What?
Caramel, hot fudge, cherry, whipped cream.
A little combo.
Yeah.
Sounds good. We should go there right now. I'm so hungry hearing that. What do you think, Anya? What's the go-to?
Probably Chipotle, too.
What do you like? You do the burrito? You do the bowl?
I do a taco?
I do a bowl. Bowl. Bowls are really popular. That's good. You guys would like eat more healthy than I do. That's great. So tell me something about the middle school experience. You're halfway through. You've just come back into a brand new building. People have been apart for a couple of years, right? We've all talked about this kind of welcoming home and coming back together. You're still kind of getting used to this new space, but what's something that stands out to you in your middle school experience in this new building so far that you like? Can you give me an example?
An example that I love the roller chairs that we have now. It's very fun to like roll around. If I need a pencil, I don't have to get up with these stiff, weird chairs. It's like very comfortable, very relaxed. It's a good atmosphere in the classrooms now.
Comfortable furniture.
Yes.
Okay, love hearing that. Isha, what do you think?
I like the open spacing and all the colors and all the like. Definitely the open spacing colors.
Open spacing, some of the light coming in and the transparency in the windows.
Yeah, I like all the windows.
Great. And the colors around the neighborhoods? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I love to hear that. Anya, what do you think?
I like how all the grades are together and you don't have to walk between to get to classes.
So you, seventh grade, you mean like the neighborhood, you're kind of together?
Yeah, I think just mean like all the grades are together.
Oh, okay.
And then we have like our own space and you're not like eating lunch in the gym balcony and you can just like everything's in one place.
Yeah, and you're going to look back 20 years from now and be like, I can't believe I ate lunch in a gym balcony, but then I got this other great cafeteria finally, right? Like, those are the funny things, kind of, but they weren't really funny while you were doing them. Well, I hope that you get comfortable in your space. It's great to see how things are going in the middle school. Seventh grade is great. What are you looking forward to in eighth grade? Let's finish up with that. Is there something you're excited about that you think gets to happen in eighth grade?
I'm excited to meet all the teachers, and there's more classes in eighth grade. I have my eyes set on like third Spanish. There's like a next thing in Spanish that I get to go try out.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the courses and some of the new teachers. Mm-hmm. Anya, what do you think? What are you looking forward to?
Probably similar to Sydney, what Sydney said.
Course choices?
Yeah.
Yeah, Isha?
Graduating. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
That's real, right, though? It's coming. Once you're in eighth grade, you're graduating to high school.
You know, I'm looking forward to orchestra. We're going to Cedar Point to, we're going to Cedar Point to perform, and then also their solos for violin. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that sounds great, and I think some great things coming with things like violin labs that I heard about in the future, and you know how important that is, the music program here, and orchestra is such a strong program at the middle school level, but that'll be fun. So I want to thank you for your time today. This has been an amazing EduHero podcast. We want to thank your teacher, Mrs. Sopko, for all she does to help you. And congratulations, Future City Champs. As far as I'm concerned, you're already the national champs. Let me know how it goes, and go Braves. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.